The artists of Lexington's Northside neighborhoods are about to receive long overdue and much needed attention. Call up Saturday, April 27th on your calendar and tap in a reminder to be sure to stop by the Northside Festival, happening on the grounds of Loudoun House, the home of the Lexington Art League, whose Adrian Dixon is here to fill us in. Thanks for joining us, Adrian.
Thank you for having me.
So this festival not only celebrates Northside artists, but it's in honor of one in particular. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's in honor of LaVon Williams, who is a prominent national wood carver. He learned these skills from his older brother that were passed down from his great uncle. He has been a resident of Lexington's Northside for many years. He lives right off of Jefferson Street. And we're really excited to be honoring him, his skill set, and also artist of the North Side.
So how did the idea for the Lexington Art League's new North Side Festival originate? Why the North Side?
You know, we had a wonderful interim executive director, Matt Collinsworth, who was thinking of what we can do for the community. The Lexington Art League has recently realigned their mission. We were mostly a contemporary art space, but now we're trying to still focus on some contemporary art, but mostly realign our mission to accommodate what artists in the Lexington community need. So we were thinking, what can we bring to the community? And we thought, wouldn't it be great to have like a little mini woodland art fair on the north side, on the grounds of the Art League, and have our galleries open and just have this great day on the north side and this wonderful event and bring some artists and live entertainment and things like that.
Okay, so how are artists selected for this festival and what kind of art will they be displaying? Will their work be for sale, for example?
Absolutely. With any of our artist opportunities, we typically do an open call where artists can apply with images and a little bit about their work. And then we do a jury process. LaVon Williams wasn't on that jury. And then we select a range of artworks. So there's going to be some wood carving, of course. LaVon will have a tent. There's also going to be some painting. There'll be jewelry. There'll be some illustrative works. We have a wonderful artist who is doing some embroidery fiber pieces, like fun patches or fun embroidery on jackets and hats.
The Art League already runs the Woodland Art Fair every year. You do that in partnership with Lexington's Department of Parks and Recreation. So why did the Art League decide that a spring art fair at Loudoun House on the north side is needed?
You know, we just really thought that community needs more events. We have Night Market on the north side, which is the first Friday of the month, running from May to December. And we love that and support that event with No Lie. So we're partnering with them, Parks and Recreation, and other local businesses and organizations. Black Lotus Yoga, that's sort of newer to town, is a sponsor as well. And we just thought, you know, we need more events celebrating this community. So really just wanting to bring a wonderful event to the community.
And for people who are not in Lexington, not familiar with Lexington, No Lie refers to North Limestone.
Yes, yeah. Thank you for clarifying.
That's okay. and there are going to be art exhibitions inside Loudoun House. It'll be open?
Yes, yes. Our galleries will be open, free to the public, which our galleries are very special. Personally, I can speak of the specialness of the Loudoun House, its history. Beautiful, one of five Gothic castellated villas left in the United States. And we have five shows up right now. We have LaVon Williams, who will be in the Northside Festival and is in honor of. Victor Palomino, who is also partaking and having a booth outside. We have a fiber show called Gathered. We have a show by Milieu, who's kind of illustrative painter. And then Woodworkings by Gary Graham, and his work is quite spectacular and detailed.
This is going to be really interesting.
Yeah.
So tell our listeners what else they can expect from the Lexington Art League in 2019.
Absolutely. Well, of course, we are bringing to the people of Lexington the Woodland Art Fair, which we're ramping up for as well. We also have about 26 exhibitions in total this year. In the past, we've done four or five large-scale exhibitions. But this year, we are trying to accommodate more artists, create opportunities, and make it so our guests always have something new and exciting to visit at the Loudoun House. And of course, we'll also put on Prohibition, like we traditionally do. And we will be doing the nude in December, and biannually we'll alternate that with the member show is something new we are also planning.
Prohibition, again, for those outside of the market, if you could just briefly explain what that is.
Yeah, Prohibition we do with this organization who calls themselves Prohibition. It's a lot of mural art, a lot of street art. We really keep it open. It's our most open and accepting show. So maybe you haven't showed before anywhere and you want to tap into the local art scene or just try out art in general. We accept a lot of sort of experimental artwork and try to keep that open.
And if you haven't been in Lexington in a while, these murals are really incredible.
Yeah.
And they're beginning to show up everywhere.
They bring in national artists for that in addition to local artists. It's really spectacular.
Adrienne Dixon is Events and Membership Director at the Lexington Art League. Thanks so much, Adrienne.
Thank you so much for having me.
And again, the Northside Festival takes place April 27th on the grounds of the Loudoun House on Castlewood Drive in Lexington.